It's KUOW Seattle. This is The Record. Well, Microsoft got $1 billion last year from Samsung, but it wasn't by selling Windows phones or software. It was actually a settlement in a patent infringement case. Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor at the tech site GeekWire, joins us with more on that. What exactly did Samsung pay Microsoft $1 billion for?
Essentially, the right to use the operating system that has been developed by Google and the open source community, Android, which many people run on their phones. Microsoft claims that Android infringes its patents, and so through this settlement with Samsung and, frankly, other members, other companies that make Android devices, Microsoft has been getting large amounts of licensing revenue, and the news item was that court documents were unsealed last week that showed just how much, and it is, in fact, $1 billion that Microsoft got from Samsung.
So minus legal fees, basically the lawyers got them this $1 billion.
Essentially, yes. And Microsoft, though, would argue that its own innovation was responsible for this $1 million. In other words, Microsoft patented this technology, and it just happened to be that Android infringes on it, and so therefore Microsoft is owed it. And of course, the irony here is that this is far more than Microsoft actually makes from actually making Windows phones.
I was going to say, this $1 billion patent settlement in Microsoft's pocket, how does that compare to its other revenue streams?
So if you compare this, for example, to the operating profit that Microsoft receives from Xbox and Windows Phone and Skype combined, that is in the range of $850 million compared to, you know, more than $1 billion that Microsoft gets from Samsung and other Android device makers.
What's this say about the business world when you're making that much money by going to court and suing over something rather than making something?
It certainly raises lots of questions about the relative value of software development and the relative value of acting quickly to bring effective products to market. I mean, there is a case to be made here that Microsoft should not be receiving this revenue because it did not successfully bring these devices to market, and that Samsung and Google and other Android companies are the ones who actually should be getting this revenue. So it's a very divisive topic in the tech industry, for sure.
Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor at the tech website GeekWire, is my guest. Now, Redbox has those omnipresent vending machines in stores. They rent out DVDs, but with the surge of people watching video on streaming services, Redbox decided to get into streaming, but apparently that's not working for them.
That's right. They just announced over the weekend that they'll be shutting down the Redbox Instant service. This was essentially an attempt to combine physical and digital, not only allow people to get DVDs from those kiosks, but in cases when the DVDs weren't available or you couldn't get to those kiosks, to just be able to, through the same subscription, get streaming videos as well. And they just had trouble competing with Netflix and Amazon and all of the other streaming services out there. And it raises questions about how well new entrants can compete, especially against Netflix.
Is that the issue, that a new entrant like Netflix is so established it was hard for Redbox to make any inroads?
It was. The other big issue was the catalog. Redbox Instant did not have nearly the size of catalog that Netflix does. And so when people went looking for movies, in some cases, they were even not able to find them on the streaming service.
So does Redbox have a new plan now that they're retreating on the streaming front?
Well, they are essentially, through their corporate parent, Outerwall, which also makes the Coinstar machines, really doubling down these days on the physical infrastructure. And you've seen them come out with things like the ability to recycle your electronics through a kiosk. And so that is really where it seems like their innovation is focused on, coming out with new ways of using these physical kiosks to implement new ideas.
So, Todd, you just wrapped up your GeekWire Summit, and one of the sessions was called Inventions We Love. I understand a 14-year-old girl from Spokane kind of stole the show.
Absolutely. Her name is Brooke Martin, and she is the inventor and founder of a company called IC Pooch. This is a webcam for your dog, which actually allows you to video chat with them. And the fantastic twist is you're using your IC Pooch app, your smartphone app, and you're chatting with your dog via webcam, and you press a button, and the IC Pooch delivers a treat to
Wow.
the dog.
So let's see. I'm away from home, and I'm, I I get the TV to turn on, and presumably my pooch is interested in video chatting with me.
Yes, and she, according to Brooke's tests so far, and they've actually sold hundreds of these devices, the dogs actually can see the owner, and in some cases the dogs, in part because of the treat delivery mechanism, are very eager when the webcam activates. So this is an entrepreneur to watch. We've got the video on our site, and if you get a chance to watch it, her presentation was more polished than many MBA students. It was just fantastic.
14 years old. Did she get any nibbles?
Did she get any nibbles from investors at
yes,
the event?
Yes, yes.
At this point, I think that they are basically bootstrapping this one, and it sounds like she's off to the races on her own.
Finally, Todd, we noticed that you renewed your KUOW membership. We want to thank you for that. And what shout-out would you have for members of the tech community in our area to follow suit and become members of public radio?
Absolutely. I get the pleasure of coming in here every couple weeks, and the quality of the staff here and the journalism that goes on. I know you guys don't always toot your own horns, but it is just fantastic, and it is very much worthy of your support. Public radio was, in many ways, the first crowdfunding, and the tech community knows a lot about that, and I think people just need to step up and donate.
Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor at the tech website GeekWire, thank you so much for coming by, Todd. We really appreciate it.